There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sarah.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sarah gather in my closet to get some things off our chest and you get some things off of your chest too. Mm-hmm. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my shit gonna smile. So she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
Sorry, I had to take it with a little church clap.
Guys, we are going on tour. I'm so excited.
Excited isn't even the word.
So we've got London Palladium on the
28th of March.
Then we've got Bram on
the 26th of April.
And we have Manchester
on the 25th of April.
So we don't want to hear that we've forgotten about the Northern Cousins. We are trying to go up there.
We're going up to the north.
That is, I cannot do an accent. Do not put me on the spot. Like,
well, I can. So don't you worry. If I do the whole show like this, I'm sorry. I have a problem where I want to copy other people's accents all the time.
I always do that. Or it mine kind of becomes there.
And like a little...
Birmingham.
Give me Birmingham.
I'm terrible with that. You know what I'm good at? Giving you the website.
Yes.
www.closetconfessionspod.com is where you can get your tickets right now. I know London is due to sell out any second now. So y'all need to hustle.
Hustle up. Come look cute. Feel cute.
And don't be afraid to come by yourself.
Come alone.
So many cousins are coming by themselves. And what we're doing is having little solo cousin meetups.
Yes.
In the venue. But like we always say, if you're amongst cousins, you're never alone.
Never
anyway.
Alone.
But anyway, girl, you know. And let me tell you why Sorelle is so hot. My confession is...
Go on.
This is going to... Remember I've said this is going to be our most downloaded episode ever.
Yeah.
Abby, get ready to run the numbers. Yeah. My confession is I almost quit this podcast. Mike?
You know what's crazy?
Don't let me draw for the tambourine.
You know
we're
what's crazy?
We're not 3 minutes in this bit, Sorrel.
You know what's crazy? Me motherfucking too. And I can guarantee you...
Put this microphone down. Spirit is in here today.
You lot aren't ready. If you're driving, park your car.
Park the
vehicle. Listen,
no operating heavy machinery.
Pop it
down.
Don't
take your night on. Be focused. Be guided.
Be guided.
Be guided.
Because
we are about to take you on a ride. And what's so funny is this has been on my spirit since the beginning of season 5.
Yeah.
And listening back to the first 2 episodes, I hated them.
They weren't us. Oh, Candice! Oh, Candice!
I think I'm going to cry.
No, I have to sit properly. No, Candice.
Because I listened back and I was like, you're capping it.
No, because I'm going to stop it. No, because it wasn't. Listen, we...
It wasn't us. If you know how closet flows...
If you know
I was
us.
Like, there's a wall between us and it's not one we've built, but it's just not cohesive. It's not connecting. It's not hitting. And I knew why on my side it weren't hitting. I was like, it's because I need to get some motherfucking things off my little D's. The fact they're still D's is mad, but...
She's popping
out these little D's.
Are they D's?
They are 34 D's.
That's girl, that ain't
I
a D.
I went in there looking for a B, an A minus. She was like, no, you're... And when I put on smaller cups, it's too small.
You can't be a D. Babe, no offense, man. That's a tiny titty, baby.
Even when it was like, no, I've had to reduce the grip. Those are not D's.
Girl, I don't know.
I don't know.
Let me tell you what. Let's get back on track.
Fucking hell.
Everything happens for a reason, number one. Conversations
that did not take place prior didn't happen for a reason. I do believe that. But we off mic, we just had a conversation.
Yes. Literally 5 minutes ago.
And off of the back of that conversation, what I have realized is the spirit in which Closet was built on and moved throughout the seasons and the vibe of me and you being always aligned was missing in those first two episodes because of this wall that neither of us built, but we're trying to pick at to see what's happening on the other side.
And let me make myself as clear as I can without my managers and agents getting panicky, because I'm going to keep it a buck. You know to the nth I'm going to keep it a buck with you guys. But...
Oh, God. Editor, bleep, 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 just beep. Because this girl wants us to be sued. Please. Imagine. Your husband just left this room.
Do you know what? Bleep all of that and then just cut to her going, she wants people to be sued.
Honestly, just bleep the whole thing and just leave that bit. You guys don't need to hear the other bits. But basically...
Sorrel's protecting our...
No. Gotta protect the brand.
Basically... The wall was built by outside entities, by external energies.
And we never allowed the wall to be built. But what didn't take place was because we were both fighting flames in our own camps.
Fucking hell.
We never had the conversation. Therefore, this wall was allowed to be built around us.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. And its deepest impact has been the podcast.
Yeah.
Its deepest impact has been my and Sorrel's personal relationship off mic.
Yeah.
We don't kiki the way we used to kiki. Nah. And so I've got to say, the outside entities, they did a damn thing. But they didn't quite finish.
And this is why
they didn't quite finish.
Let me tell you something. When I say ordained for purpose, when I say you can't come in between what God wants. If God has a message, right? And he has messengers. You're trying to stop the message coming out of these two messages. What are you talking about?
I just want to make it clear to you that you're going to die frustrated.
What are you talking about?
If those are your motives, if you're that kind of person that just wants to stop what is ordained to happen from happening, you will die frustrated because he don't care how the message is delivered.
He don't.
If he's made a decision about who, that's just what it's going
to
be.
Who are you to say no?
And guess what? I would rather you, for those of us that are that way inclined, I'd rather you be on the right side of history. Yep. Call it egotistical, but I'm going to stand on that because I know where this thing is going. Redacted. Erased.
Like an MI5 document. Redacted. So I just want to say, welcome to season five, episode one. Welcome to season five, episode one. Because I don't know what the motherfucking those two words. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But now we are in season five, officially. Officially, period, point blank.
And you know, and I like that you guys heard that. I like that you guys have been on that journey.
Real.
I like that you can hear that dip in energy.
Real.
And you guys have to understand that there's so much Sorrel and I are dealing with off mic, behind the scenes, business-wise, contract-wise, team-wise, that sometimes we're going to sound delayed or you're going to have to hear the story. We've been dealing with this since back yonder last year, bro.
Yep.
We're about to touch March.
Yep.
And it's only now that we're really like, okay, to some degree, let's free up the ting because it's affecting the message. And that is going to then go on to affect the cousins. And that is what we are not interested in.
We're not doing that. We're not playing that game. Never will play that game. And you know what I love about this podcast and about this space we've created? Yes, we had those two episodes. And yes, we had like a little blip. But what kept us going is the cousins. The joint knowledge that regardless of what's happening, it will level out. But regardless of what's happening... We have a shared goal.
Straight.
Align yourself with people with a shared goal.
Sometimes, I'm old enough to now even recognize that sometimes there's a train I want to... You can't get off the train.
You can't.
It's moving at such velocity, you will die.
What point were you like, I think I might dip out?
just before we started season five, because I'm coming into this, I was coming into season five so burnt.
Yeah.
So burnt.
Yeah.
Like, and editor, leave this stuff in because it's just how I feel. Just wicked and madness.
Yeah.
So burnt that I couldn't foresee how I was going to be truly me.
Mm.
And not allow what had happened to cloud. Me.
Yeah.
But let me tell you how God is the greatest. Within weeks, God patterned a team around me that are working overtime.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be like, you're the baddest bitch.
Yeah.
The things you do are so... do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, we get how you've been chopped down.
Yeah.
For years. Yeah. We get it. But there are 10 of us now.
Yeah.
That our sole duty outside of managing your business is to get your mental health and your self-confidence back to peak
where
levels.
It was, yeah.
Because if we can't do that, you're not going to get what you desire.
Mm.
And so because they've been feeding me, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. You feel you're full. You're back.
Even people watching my videos, they're like, oh my gosh, Candice, you're so glowy. And I'll be clocking the video. I don't be wearing makeup. I'm like, yeah, that's called support.
Yeah.
That's called health. That's called confidence. That's called
joy. That's, yeah.
All that's what things. You lot are seeing. I know everyone might think, oh, it's weight loss. Nah, bro. I've gone through so much in the last year that I've just had to park. And now I'm coming out the other end with the kind of support I've always needed.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, dust your shoulders off. It's true, though, because at the base of it, when Serena and I turned on these mics, we know that the message reaches everyone.
Everyone.
But we are Black women first and foremost.
Yeah.
I know who the message hits the hardest for.
Yeah.
And it would be savagery.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
To let that ruin this.
And I want you to know, even if we had both said, I'm out, that wouldn't have been at the end of Closet.
Me no.
I had to be like, there's no point of fighting it. Let's go in. It will resolve itself.
And that's where
itself.
I got to.
Yeah.
Hence why my word of the year is ease. I was like, don't make this more difficult than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Should it not resolve? That's how it was meant to be.
Yes.
Should it resolve?
That's how it
was.
But just go in. And I'm so glad I did.
No, guys, you don't understand.
I wish you could have.
No, and guess what? The time will come.
Oh, that felt good to get off my chest.
Oh, my.
I'm so glad we had this conversation. This was...
Because the thing is, we're both Pisces.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to Bonnie, now, if I can feel it, she can feel
it.
Yeah,
100%.
If I can feel
100%.
If I can feel it, she can feel it.
100%.
But again, I go back to, it would have been a true shame, because let me tell you what was at the root of this. Mm. It would have been a true shame for to make two Black women not trust each other.
Candice.
And if I say nothing else in this episode today, I want that to be the clearest thing you have ever heard. There are too many markets manipulating Black women into not trusting each other for their own gain. Lean into the mic, lean into the phone, lean into your car radio as I say that. Do you not like your sister, or have you been fed into the belief that you don't like your sister by people who have something to gain from that dislike?
Because let me tell you something. When they pit you against one another, when they compare you to one, bearing in mind, they're trying to compare two people who do vastly different things. Okay? Because that little comment that I just heard.
Girl, I need my cake.
That little comment was some.
So are you whole saying I don't eat?
That little comment was the biggest crock of bullshit I have ever heard. Let me tell you that right now. Biggest crack of bullshit I have ever. And let me tell you something. I will say it to anyone, night, day. You've caught Zoom on the line, speaker. I'll be loud. I'll clear my throat so you can hear me clearly. Biggest crack of bullshit, because what you're not going to do is pit two Black women who have never been in competition with each other.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Ever.
Candice. Ever.
Ever.
Never been in competition with you. To now plant this little seed.
Suck your mother.
This does.
And I, you know what, guys? I made the internal promise that this was the season I'd clean up my mouth. But next episode, suck your mother. Suck your.
Yeah. Nah. Anyways.
And like I said, I don't want that for people, because I'm just like, not only are you going to end up on the wrong side of history, just at a base level. The kickback from spirit is going to come at you quickly.
Swift.
So swift. Like, You won't even know what's going on. Yeah. And the thing is, if these are your intentions or if this is the way you move through the world, you don't even have enough fingers to point at who you think this is coming from.
Yeah.
The reason why I feel so strongly about that is for a long while last year, I was made to feel that I was not a nice person. Mm. Yeah? Like because I spoke up for myself, I'm a bitch. I'm an angry black woman. You're not going to run my head mad. And more to the point, especially as a black woman, there are some ways in which you will never muzzle me. You will never muzzle me. And wherever I get the chance, I will loud it because there are too many of us going through this shit.
Yeah. And that's the overarching view is that, yes, it's happening to us, but I promise you, in every industry, they are making you just... really, really look introspectively, okay? The black queen, sister, friend that you have who's in the same space as you do, are you two at odds because you're at odds or because other people have made you believe in this crazy made-up rivalry that doesn't actually exist? There is enough space. We say this all the time. There's enough space at the table for all of us. Why on earth have we created this narrative?
Or was the narrative created for us? And now we're just out here playing out roles.
Ciao.
Shucking
ciao.
And jiving for a few ciao. Coins. Playing out roles.
Shaking a cap on a Victoria.
No! Windrush line me there! No!
No, because they're fucking out of order.
Nah, that is something.
I said reparations, not a tube line. They
Windrush?
Are out of order.
Windrush line?
That is so chaotic. Like, what time are we?
Windrush line? Do you know how?
Just call it slavery line.
Nah. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the UK decided to rename some tube lines, and one of them was renamed the Windrush line. Go and do your research if you don't know what that means, but let me tell you now, it's some BS. Okay? Windrush? Anyway.
We got that off our chest.
That felt good.
We got that, and I felt like
couples therapy.
I know if you're a true cousin, it will all make sense.
It all makes sense. It all makes sense.
That was the last puzzle piece.
You have listened to the first two episodes and you're like, oh, they were cute, but you didn't fully understand. Now you are caught up.
And guess what? Now we revert to usual programming.
Exactly.
Because we needed to clear that energy. And like Abby sitting here right now, we cleared that energy just now before we hit record.
I've been witnessed it all.
Like before, she was like, I'm not recording, I promise.
She's like,
because Sorrel was like, put that camera down.
I said, you better switch it off. Okay, this is an off mic talk. Don't make me. don't do that.
Babies, don't let them run your head mad. Woo. And don't let them spoil a good thing.
Don't let them spoil a good thing.
Don't let them spoil a God-ordained thing.
I'm excited for this year of Closet.
Now I am.
I'm excited. Because even my creative juices couldn't be creative.
I couldn't think about it.
And
that is how that shit spreads like a cancer. I couldn't feel that way about my co-host.
Yeah.
And then have a bit of my brain be like, oh, this is what
this
we should
be
do
fun.
For the tour.
Didn't yeah.
No, it sucks up
everything.
Have you noticed I've not even really been in the closet chat to
you? No. We do a little, okay, that's nice, cool information.
I was like, the energy is not right. But what I will not stand for is the energy being contaminated by others.
Yeah.
We fuck shit up.
Yeah.
if I'm going to scatter a thing, me have to scatter it.
Honestly.
And I was that kind of you. If something ain't going right, I will mash it up myself.
Yeah.
But you don't get to come and mash it up.
Someone said, I will burn a bridge while standing on it. And I said,
just to say, you can't cross.
Yeah. Liquor gasoline. We're all going down. Bitch, what you want over here? No.
And I think, and using Closet as an example, I think many people of that ilk are waiting for your thing to pop down to feel vindicated.
Yeah.
And I need you to puff your chest out and let them know not in this lifetime. Circle the block, come back as an orange and try again.
Sidebar, tell your neighbour to stop circling the block because I don't know
this
what's
Aston
happening
Martin.
With the Aston Martin. That car is a loud ass goddamn car. I wonder if you lot can hear it, but it is, that thing is
loud. And you don't be going nowhere but Sainsbury's, you know.
Like, who are you revving your engine up for like that? This is mad. On a Thursday, on a Friday afternoon, sir. my is God. It a midlife crisis? What's happening?
He's like 25.
Ain't no way.
He's 25.
Every time we talk about this man and his Aston Martin, I feel so broke. He's 25!
He's 25! But, and I don't want to do a research.
Did he come from
my business?
Oh, go on, go on.
No, but it's a traditional Indian household. So all those kids are living at home until they can afford 5 properties each. Yeah, it's a multi-generational household. Him and his wife live there.
Hey.
Yeah. It's about 8 of them in there, and the parents have done extension on top of extension so the kids don't have to leave. They don't leave until they have kids. That's what their dad stood and said to Bode.
I love that.
That is
them.
A personal goal for me.
I love
Should
that
you
want
to go and explore? Cool. But I'm not. I want to be in a place where I'm not kicking you out. That's why he can be revving that ting.
Let me tell you something. I love that for them. Okay? I love that for them. And my child is always welcome in my house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But ain't no way you're driving an Aston Martin. And revving up your Aston Martin whilst I'm in my retiring age. Madness.
No, the dad loves it. And when they have their beautiful parties and everyone's wearing like their sour welcomees and their Nah, I just think it's levels. I think it's levels. Like,
each to their own.
Do you know, I'm like, and you just watch your 25-year-old son drive away in his
room. Vroom, 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 vroom. All right then, Mr. Aston Martin. All right, I'll see you. Vroom, vroom, vroom,
vroom. Okay. Okay.
Screaming. A car called me broke. Cool.
Girl.
Cool.
I feel refreshed.
I feel refreshed and replenished.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
What's your confession?
I have a few.
Oh, girl, here we go.
I have a few. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying. How? Where do I? Where? What?
And remember when this episode is coming out. So if any are timely or topical.
There's so many timely and topical ones. But the thing is, I don't want to be messy.
Oh, yeah. We said we weren't doing
it. We're trying not to be messy.
This is what I'm saying. A sidebar. God. And this is why you shouldn't be messy. Do you see what happened to our good girl?
Which one?
From that cooking show. The Bear.
The Bear.
The black girl, Ayo.
Yeah.
She ended up doing SNL with J-Lo.
Now, let me tell you something.
So, Ra, where something. I'm going, I don't want them pulling up no episodes.
Candice, I had to go and delete a couple of tweets. Listen, cousins, sometimes I'm just here for a kiki. I'm here for a good time.
Guys, go back to past episodes. She's telling this bitch to get out the shade. Get out the shade, everything. But every time I go on them motherfucking things,
my comment
is at the top. Her comment is at the top.
Let me tell you something. I had to delete a couple of tweets because, you know, I said something about that woman too.
I did.
Because she don't be singing her own songs. She know. Like, let's come where. Come where. She is a great performer, okay?
Come on.
She's a great performer. Jennifer, I love you. Okay? Come on. And you give us the fashions and the looks. But you don't be singing your own songs. Like, are we just going to lie? Are we going to lie?
This is giving Cat Williams.
Are we going to lie? Come on.
I can't breathe.
So I had to go back and delete a couple of tweets or whatever. But let me tell you something. Also, if anything ever comes up, I want you to run this episode back. I never mean any ill intent. I'm just here for a good time, not a long time. I'm here for a kiki. It's all fun and games with family.
I saw your TikTok about how to gossip.
Exactly. If you were like, you use it as a jumping off point. Jumping off, or you start talking about other things. You don't do it to defame the person, okay? Or be mean. You just talk about it and then you move on. Come on.
I'm screaming.
Have you heard about Wendy Williams?
I saw that. But there's a part of me, okay, guys, walk with me because I'm not that versed in the story. There's a part of me that doesn't truly believe it.
Okay.
It's giving Britney Spears. It's giving whatever that thing is. And I feel like maybe people close to her are trying to build a narrative.
Okay. Now, walk with me. I'm a Wendy stan.
Okay, okay.
Okay? I've been following Wendy since the beginning of her show, since radio. I mean, the reason why I wanted to be
a presenter. Most people don't even know Wendy did radio.
Wendy on the radio, go look at her, what's her name? Whitney Houston interview. Classic.
Okay, okay.
Right? Mm. So I've been with Wendy since way back when. Anyways, Wendy is the queen of pop culture, okay? And she is polarizing, don't get me wrong. Some people don't love her style.
Yeah.
She says some unhinged stuff sometimes, but I will give her her dues. Mm. The woman knows what she's doing and she's extremely talented. She went through a divorce with her man.
That madman.
That crazy man, publicly. Mm. The divorce came about
because he had all her money.
Well, he had a child.
With her next girl.
With another girl whilst married. Then, obviously, they go through a divorce. He basically wants all the money. He was her manager. So he wants like 50-50. He wants everything split down the middle. So initially, people were like, Wendy's ill. She stops going on the show. It just kind of just stopped. Now, again, Wendy was a plotter. Mm. If you follow her show, you know she's like, always have a plan, plot, da-da-da-da. So I thought, and a lot of us did, that this illness was Wendy's way of saying to the government, listen, I'm not in charge of my money. Yeah. I can't work. I can't play spousal support. Because that's the law kind of works out like that, right? That if somebody else is managing your money, she won't be paying spousal support because it's not, she's not earning it. Right?
Got it.
So people were like, oh, she's plotting. Then she goes quiet. We hear nothing from her. The next time we see her, she looks ill, frail. She looks confused, dazed. We're like sending prayers to Wendy. We don't know what's happening. Next thing you know, this documentary hits, right?
Yes.
On this documentary, when I tell you...
Where can I watch this? I'm going to watch it.
I think it's a Lifetime documentary. I don't know if it's out yet, but I've seen little clips of it. It might have just come out as we're talking about it, but I'm not sure. Mm. The clips I have seen, she is genuinely ill. This is not, I don't think this is the family. I don't think this is, I think Wendy is ill. And now I do think that there are people, because basically her family don't have control over her money. Mm. It's like the bank or something. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what deal she did or what she put in place, but like, it's like this bank or insurance company that basically give her money. So the family are like, we should be in charge of her funds because we know what's best for her. Her son is like, I want to...
The son that's always in trouble? Absolutely not.
That is where we're at now. So she basically has been diagnosed with dementia.
And Alzheimer's or something? Okay, yeah, maybe aphasia.
And it's the same thing that Bruce Willis has. It is debilitating. Now, for those of you who don't know, I used to work as a carer back in the day. And I've worked with people with dementia, Alzheimer's. It's one of the most scariest things to witness. I know some people have experienced it with family members. You watch the person you love...
mentally disintegrate.
Fade away.
Yeah. It's not even them.
They are a shell of themselves. And to them,
you're not you.
You're not you. And I was watching a video the other day of someone saying like, oh, I think it was her great aunt or something had... Alzheimer's. She couldn't remember her as she was stood there. But then she said something like, oh, Camilla married, what's his name? Charles.
Charlie, yeah.
And the great aunt was like, fuck off. Because she remembers that story. Yeah. But like, that is, they have
And it comes in spurts.
Spurts.
It could be a good day where they remember you and then 3 weeks they don't, nothing is clicking.
Exactly. And I was just like, this is the saddest way
in comes Auntie Candice.
Go on, Auntie Candice. Let me take a sip of my
guys candy. And this is why we must be guided, because I did one point have an affinity for Wendy, but I think this is why we must take care with how we talk about things.
Because
I'm, do not misconstrue, I'm not saying she's deserving,
no,
but that energy has to circle the block and land somewhere. And there are people that would say that there are many times Wendy took it too far.
Yeah, 100%.
You took it way too far.
100%.
Do you know what I'm saying? And in a more physical way, or in a different spiritual way, the edge you're now on, you took people to that edge.
Mm, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a lot of people would agree with you. I think a lot of people would agree with
you. And again,
you.
I'm never one of those, oh, she deserves it, yeah, girlies. But I'm at a place in my spiritual journey where I'm like, how did we get here? What was the energy going out?
I think, yeah. And Wendy would admit there were times where she went too far. She's apologized a few times. Like, I think there are moments where she's like, okay, yeah, this was a step too far. Like, yes, it was a joke, but it was a joke that went too far, which is fine. But I just hate seeing any legend go out.
Yeah, because this is not even going out corny. It's just sad.
It's just so sad. No one deserves this.
It's sad.
And like, yeah, that it. I was literally like,
and also it's sad that because of where she is with her family and the ex-husband, that it has to be done so publicly. Yeah. There is a privacy and a support around someone like Bruce Willis.
Yes,
that as sad as it is, there is a beauty to be harnessed in that moment. It's about knowing that those closest to her will use this to throw her to the wolves.
Yeah.
That's what makes this sad.
Yeah.
It's like a Britney Spears scenario. Yeah. That's what this is not to say that bad things don't happen to good or bad people. Mm. It's the way it's publicly managed. Does it need to be a public conversation?
Yeah.
Does it? And I just feel like she has the kind of family who are going to milk this for everything it's worth.
I think, unfortunately, her and her family's relationship, again, I don't know the full ins and outs, was fractured by her husband. And then he left the picture. And
of course he did.
Now she's kind of like left
alone.
And her son is young. And
I want to talk about, though, and I don't know how much time we have, so this might even lap into the next episode, Knowing Us. But we've mentioned it before. Mm. I want to talk about successful Black women, why their blind spot is always a man. I'm just not getting it. We've had this rundown off mic.
We have. Why do successful Black women either go for bummy men?
Bummy.
When they
are super
successful.
I hate to use that sliding scale. Or someone just beneath you. I hate to say it like that.
And not beneath even in terms of like monetary value.
No. Just beneath you in morals.
In
respect. Yeah. I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying?
Social stand. In any capacity.
Like, what is that?
But also, why is it the Achilles heel that at the height of your career, you lose the sight of vision because of a man?
It's like they blinded you.
And I don't know. Which is why sometimes, whatever you may say about her, I kind of stan Oprah, because she was like, my career here, Stedman here. Stedman always knew his place. And that's not to degrade him.
Because actually, people need to go and check Stedman's CV. You couldn't degrade that man if you tried.
And this is, what was it? A man who's just happy to be here. Stedman is happy to be there.
Who is that? Arms. Angela Bassett's man.
Oh! Happy to be there.
Beautiful actor in his own right, but just happy to
be there.
I need some happy to be there Negroes.
Happy to be there men.
We just don't want that manufacturing line. Come on. Let's not back in their mouth.
Let's stop. Because
raise some happy to be there boys.
When you yourself are confident as a man, self-confident, you don't need to degrade your woman.
You don't need to be up in your woman's business.
At all.
Because let me tell you something. And I do have a soft spot for her, but as a Capulet and Montague child myself, now her child entered the chat, I'm like, oh, whatever. Ooh. But Monique's downfall. It's looking like it's her daddy. And you know the daddy of which I speak.
I just want to preface this by saying,
not gossip, springboard.
Love her down. She deserves more than she has been given
and
by
again,
this
like
crazy
I said
industry.
With the Cat interview with her, I don't smell a lie.
I don't smell a lie. But I will say, I don't want to talk about her man specifically. But the daddies per se.
The daddies. Yes, I like that.
The daddies per se. Okay. Woo. You want to be given also this father-like authority without actually being
when
fatherly
she said in
or
that
manly.
Like, he raised me, he trained me. I wanted to peel my skin back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to just peel.
There is no world in which your man
should ever
want you to. To even,
speak. Ooh, it just makes me feel sick. Because you know how emotionally manipulative that is.
Oh, yeah. And I will say this, like, I'm Zimbabwean background.
And I've been there, guys, so, yeah. sidebar. Yeah, I've been through that.
So. That
yeah, that
situation. Zimbabwean background. I love my Zim people. Love us down. Y'all are great people. Oh my God. Yay, Zimbabwe. Zim women, 10 out of 10. We know how to take nothing and make it into something. Yeah, yeah. We are some of the most hardworking women you will ever find. I'm talking girl bosses to the 10th 100 who don't even shout about it from the rooftops. Yeah. Our men. Now, I want to say this. My father is one out of maybe every 3,000 who is a man.
Mm. I've heard this from other Zim girls as well.
But the Zim men...
I've also heard this from Ghanaian girls about Ghanaian men.
Which is crazy because my experience with Ghanaian men is they're great!
So let me tell you something. I have a theory.
Okay.
I have a deep theory about cross-cultural black relationships.
Okay, speak.
And how can...
speak, or forever hold your truth.
Guys, don't shoot me. It's not even don't shoot me. I can only go by the date of which how I've dated.
Okay.
Caribbean men treated me so poorly.
Okay, go. I feel so like I've poorly.
And I came from a time where in the Caribbean world, you should never want to be with a West African. It was those times.
Right.
And then out of all the black men I've ever dated, hence why I married him, it was a Nigerian man that come and treat me the best.
Yeah.
I hear from, say, Ghanaian girlies, Ghanaian men are the worst to them.
But
then I hear from a Zim girl, Ghanaian men are... Fantastic. There's something about...
I think it is the taking for granted of...
Absolutely.
Your own.
Of your own. Of what's on your doorstep.
Yeah. And then it bleeds into... The grass is greener on the other side. Therefore, you treat it nicer.
Yeah.
You water it. You spring it.
Facts.
You cut
like
it.
Like many of the black men that go and do that thing.
Eggs. You know the thing. They do the thing. Shout out to y'all who love to partake in the thing. You know. The thing. But they do.
They do the thing.
And when they do the thing.
And the thing is.
We be watching
within
them.
2 months. Ring.
Spoiling.
Oh
them,
my God.
Loving.
They be getting jobs.
Oh, listen.
They be getting jobs.
And keeping them.
Holding them.
And paying bills. And you're like, oh. This is new. We've rebranded.
Oh. Paying bills.
Ow. But I agree. It is the it's taking bad. For granted of your own. Now. Back to Zim men. Sorry, I ain't finished dragging you yet. Back to Zim men. Zim men have this thing where they know how we as Zim women can build and hold down and restore. So they become complacent. They stop working. They stop providing. And the woman just carries on that treadmill. However, they want the respect.
As like you're doing something.
They are doing something.
Get out of here.
Culturally, there's this whole thing of like, it's not unknown for Zim women to call their husbands like dad, basically.
Yeah.
But not in like a sexual way. Yeah. It's like a culturally kind of sweet way. But the men want that. They want to be revered. They want you to like, you know that whole thing with like washing the hands with the bowl? And they want you to get down on the knee and wash the hands with the bowl. Now, let me tell you something. I am not going to work.
And clean rice grain by grain.
Candice, I have been at work and now I come home. I've not only just cooked. Now you want me to get down on knee and wash your hands.
I've done nothing.
If I grab you by your throat, the police will now say I'm the bad guy. Now I'm the bad guy. But they don't have the backstory.
I keep saying it. I just need this to be the era of black women doing less.
Baby,
we've been banging on about this for 5 6.
And if you're gonna do more for you.
And you alone.
It's not a shared thing. You know, the problem is with a lot of black women, they do stuff and then it's like, we did this.
We didn't
this. You gave him your card to pay for dinner. You gave him your card. Please
I'm
be for real.
Out of here.
Please be for real. And that is why I personally don't date the men. Shout out to y'all.
I'm getting out of here. One of my biggest things with RJ, I'm thinking about it already, but I'm like, One of my biggest teachings with him as he moves to like being an older teen is, if you are too broke to court a woman, stay the fuck away from her.
Ooh, okay.
And that, I think, is an inside teaching. That is an at-home teaching. If you can't be paying for multiple first dates, if you don't know how this girl is getting, draw your ass in your blood cleat house. Because what you're not going to do is tarnish my family name with your fuckery.
I shan't be embarrassed. In these streets.
Because, okay, guys, and I know some of you are going to be like, oh, and I'm only starting to realise this now, I'm quite a traditional woman.
Mm.
There are some things, I approaching 40, I'm not going to bend or flex on. Yeah? I hear girlies going out and then man wanting to split. Take your ass. What?
Half and half? Let me tell you something.
Where has courting gone?
The generation that we are currently in, I feel so sorry for them because apparently you're not a feminist.
Apparently it's World War 10 out there.
You're not a feminist if you want your man to pay for first date. Fuck that shit.
But isn't it my feminist choice?
Let me tell you something.
I'm a feminist. Most female, isn't it a female icon on the Amex card? I'm a feminist.
I'm a feminist. Ring it up. Okay? I feel like, don't get me wrong, I believe you should date at whatever income you are at.
Absolutely.
And find love.
No, everyone's
income,
deserving of
everyone
that.
Everyone is deserving of love. The problem is when you want to start dating a girl who's
You want to do Hakkasan on Nando's budget. We never sent you.
She likes bundles
and baby hairs. You know that.
You know this. And now you're trying to peg her down.
Now you're trying to make her a natural cut hair short queen. It wasn't like that.
And this is the problem, because then they get into the women's brains
to lower her standard.
And there we have it, is the problem. Because now you are dating Nando's budget man when you were used to Hakkasan, and now you're saying, oh, the chicken ain't too bad. The chicken's dry.
The chicken goes long ways down your throat.
Listen, and now you've got to take a sip of Fanta. You've got to take a sip of Fanta.
The vertical goes past the vertical.
Listen, the chicken is dry. You're used to tender.
There goes our Nando's.
No, shout out to Nando's.
I
want my Nando's black card. Nando's makes some good chicken. This ain't to defame Nando's ever. Okay?
And I'm just, and I say it all the time. If there's one thing Bode has come and taught me, is how should it be that way the next man must treat me.
Absolutely.
He set a bar
so
that
high.
Actually, it's so mad, but he set a bar now that you're just going to have to overdo.
Yeah.
You're going to have to...
And, you know, I wasn't in a relationship for a very long time, okay? I found myself. I spoiled myself. I did all those things. Mm. I was used to being Miss Independent. Mm. I got into this relationship and this man basically taught me how to be dependent.
Set it down.
Put it down.
Set it down.
We know you can work, Sorrel.
Sorrel knows in my house I don't know nothing about nothing.
Candice.
No, she not.
Candice.
And I say that with my whole...
And you know what's scary? You are married, yeah? That is you betrothed, you've got a ring, you've got two kitty bubs. I don't know what's going on in my household. I ain't even married. This man sorts out every...
Sort it out.
Sort
it out.
And let me tell you something.
You want a man, yeah, that is spotting the problem before you know it's a problem.
I want...
Fixing the problem before it's your reality.
I want oversight over the situation. I want you to make a decision. I am tired
Stop
of making decisions.
Questions.
Don't ask me questions.
Stop
Don't ask
asking me questions. Questions.
I have decision fatigue from my business.
From my business, from my work, from day-to-day life.
But you as my man? As my man?
And this is the thing. Providing isn't just providing a check.
Yeah,
this is where you lot get caught up and out of shape.
And
again, is he forward thinking? Is he providing you with emotional stability?
That part.
Because again, a check may always waver. You know, here's the, I blocked the news, but apparently we're in a recession.
We're
now,
in an official
recession.
You know,
I don't speak things that I don't want to
know. Yeah. I'm not.
Redacted.
Sorry, my wheezy laugh just came out full of Redacted. Involved.
But as a check may waver, a real man who's a provider, certain things are just not moving.
Listen.
They're not moving.
And the thing is, don't date somebody who makes you bump your standards down. The second
he
you
should
feel,
want a leg up.
The second you feel like your standards are starting to go down, that is time for you to pull out. Because that is not the... He will keep bringing them down.
My first, the first guy I ever loved, which was just, it's just terrible, but we'll save it for the autobiography. I remember one time he was like, I sense you're going to become the kind of woman, I need this on a t-shirt, going to become the kind of woman that's only interested in Gucci and gold. That's what he said. This is the same ex that I caught stealing £10 out of my purse.
Oh, that makes sense. Very on brand for him.
So it's like...
Nah, Candy, sorry. And the fact you stayed after you saw your man taking £10 out of your purse.
This is why when I come to tell the kiddie bops, I'm not trying to save face. Like, Auntie's been down. She's been Candy's. Minus 10 points. City girls down at the game. We never thought we'd lift the championship again. Bro. And you now we've got multiple rings.
You saw a cat burglar.
You saw a cat burglar go into your throat and close back.
You said, I can't see nothing. See no evil, hear no evil. No, what do you want for dinner, baby? No,
you knew when something so embarrassing. You're just like, if I pretend to not have seen this.
Your brain.
I don't have to suffer this.
Your brain was like, I can't take this information in.
I cannot. I close back my one eye.
You know when people are in so much pain, they pass out. That is what, like your brain was like, I can't deal with this right now. You saw a cat burglar go into your purse and grab a £10 crispy note.
A crisp, I can hear it.
Like a thief in the night.
In the day, the sun was up. The sun was up. That's how I know you're wicked. Oh my
because God. I see them come up on my social media, and that's the last £10 you ever got.
The last £10.
After he stole your £10, he started talking about you want Gucci and gold. You took my £10, nigga. The fuck? You took my Gucci and gold savings. The fuck?
I'm sweating.
Oh, shit.
I think we need a cousin confession.
Give us a cousin confession. Happy.
Okay, guys, we're going to go into a cousin confession, and the title is Terrified of Outshining My Parents. Hi, Sorrel and Candice. I've been listening to you both for a couple of months now. I used to watch Sorrel's Love Island recaps on TikTok, and that's how I stumbled upon the Closet Confessions podcast.
Hey, friend.
As an eldest daughter, listening to you both is like having big sisters, cousins that I never had, so I want to say a huge thank you. I recently came out of my Saturn return, but without my edges, but with a better perspective of my life and goals instead. I am actively eating better, catching up on sleep, exercising regularly to recover my edges so they'll be back. Don't worry. I'm now reaching a tipping point in my life and career where I feel I have to either A, go forward in my growth and allow myself to leave an impact in my area of expertise. I work in clinical research. Oh,
wow.
And I know my work will impact patients globally. B, fold to my parents' wishes and not let my success overshadow theirs. Settle down and become the housewife, obedient daughter that they envisioned for...
Anyway, immediately now.
My parents are hardworking African immigrants that made a life for themselves. I don't know why, but I feel a subconscious limit on my part that I am not allowed to be more successful than them. This is not being said to me directly, more so in the way that they talk about aging. My mum's in her 50s and dad is in his 60s and need me to become their caretaker. That I need to settle down and have children, that I need to fear God and think of my afterlife more than my worldly successes. I know myself enough to know that I would share whatever blessing I receive, and I'm also humble enough to acknowledge their sacrifice for me and my siblings. I also want to have children someday, and I'm not opposed to helping my parents in their old age. So it breaks my heart that they cannot support me and make it seem like it needs to be an either-or situation. Mm. I do not know how else to describe it, aside from a mental block that I cannot move past. Any advice for me? Because I know that if I don't follow my calling, I will quite frankly lose my mind. Mm. With love and gratitude. You've answered your own question. People always do this, you know?
Yeah. You got there in the end.
Yeah. Anyone who ever writes in anywhere, you... Again, I'm not a killer, but I'll push you. You know what you need to do.
And I will say, your parents are jealous of you. But that's not a bad thing necessarily. Like we said last time on the episode, jealousy is just
a reminder of what you want.
A reminder of what they want or wanted.
Yeah.
They are looking for something to give them that, the same fulfillment that you feel right now.
Yeah.
They are looking.
They didn't get to find that. And they just had to hustle.
So I was speaking to my mum about this. My mum and dad, we came here when I was 4 years old from Zimbabwe, immigrant family. They did every job under the sun, cleaning, warehouse, carers. My mum trained to be a nurse.
Okay.
Mum didn't want to be a nurse. Yeah, okay. My mum used to work in travel.
Got it.
Loved travel, loved, you know, she used to like basically sell like holiday packages at like an airline. She loved it. Yeah. She went to Kenya. She was literally like in the prime of her life. Anyway, we come to the UK. You can't do that because you need to be on a visa. She becomes a nurse. She has a heart of service in general. Yeah. So she loved that aspect, that caring aspect. But she wasn't good with like blood and needles. Like she had to like overcome fears to do this job. Anyway, fast forward, I'm 16 and I'm picking my GCSEs. And I tell them I want to pick drama because I want to be an actor and a presenter. And my mum is like, oh, you know, that's not a stable job. Like, there's no career path, da-da-da-da. And my dad sat me down, separate from my mum, and he was like, you have to understand that we had to do jobs that we didn't want to do, but we did them for you. So I'll be damned if you pick a degree or
love
I'll be damned if you pick one that you hate Look because you what was it suffer. For? What was
what
it for?
What was it for?
What was the struggle
what
for?
What was it for? And we've had this conversation
we
before.
Have.
See the black community? You like fucking struggle a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Want to just pass a baton of struggle from here to there to
This is not... No. We're not doing
drop
that.
Drop it.
And when he had that conversation with me, I was like, wow, this is like, I feel
that is prime parenting.
That I felt
and it's
so
prime
much love.
Sacrifice.
I felt so much because my dad
because
was
you
like,
know
what
now
for?
That even with dips in your careers, you've made the right choice.
Absolutely,
you've made the right choice.
When I had to move back home,
yeah,
because there was no
welcomed
work.
Welcomed you with open arms.
Welcomed with open arms. Redecorated my bedroom. Paid
because there's always a home.
There's
here.
Always a home. My dad never made me pay rent and has said, "You never
always
have to pay rent."
Always a home here.
My mum, we then ended up having a conversation and she was like, you know, sometimes I allowed the fear.
It's fear. Much of it is fear.
I allowed the fear of what we went through when we came to this country of like, you need a job.
And I want you to avoid that. I never want you to feel
exactly.
that. And what parents need to understand though, there is no way to not feel that. Life is life. And you could have gone on to be a doctor or like, it doesn't matter.
In whatever.
In whatever.
The difference is you're at least enjoying yourself. In the midst of fear.
If you're going to give me instability, make it fun.
Make it joyous.
Do it for the plot. Do you know what I mean? Instead of not getting that instability and hating it anyway.
Yeah. So your parents need to find something that fulfills them. My parents luckily found their calling.
Yeah.
And they are thriving in
and
their lives.
And it's about also encouraging people that you can find your calling at any age.
Oh my God.
I think so much of it is linked to the 30 under 30 and this idea that this has to happen at this.
Yep.
Tabitha, look at Auntie Tab. Yep. She's in the prime of her life.
Right now.
She's in the prime. Like,
right
it's
now.
Never, it's not over till it's over.
Yeah. Yep. And listen, I understand that like, parents from wherever you're from, my dad used to go to school with no shoes. Yeah, but I don't have to.
Yeah.
What, you want me to take my shoes off? I have shoes now.
And guess
like, what? No, what do you want me to do?
Sometimes I'll share the story of me being on a mattress till I was 18 with Esme, just as a little nudge, be a bit grateful, babe.
Yeah.
But never as a, because one thing about it, none of these babies walked up to anyone's bellies begging for a home.
Oh, that part.
Yeah?
You wanted
me. No one
me.
Went rat-a-tat-tat, is there room in the inn? Mm-hmm. That's not how this worked.
Yeah.
We all had choices we could make to not be in a certain position. So as a mum now, one thing I never want my kids to feel is as if I'm doing them a favour.
Yeah.
It's not a favour.
It's not a favour.
It's a decision I made.
Yeah. Now, I will make sure that I don't raise an entitled
little
brat.
Shit. Absolutely.
Because we're not doing that.
Absolutely.
But you will also reap the benefits of all of the hard work, blood,
what
sweat, and tears
for?
That I went through. Because trust me, you're going to have your own. I don't need to add on to your blood, sweat, and tears.
I did an interview the other day and I said, one of my biggest goals is for my kids to get jobs off the back of my name.
Listen.
No, they don't. They've never worked in TV in their life, but their mum's Candice Brathwaite. Run through the application and stop.
Did you see Barack Obama's daughter? Ended up dropping her last name. She was just like, I don't need it right now, but that's the choice I want my children to have.
Do you know what I mean?
I want my my children to be like, oh, I don't really want my name. My
do you know what I mean? Let me just see if I can do this on my own. You fucking can't. But but whatever.
I'm happy for you.
Let's have a play.
Just know that the groundwork was set.
Black people deserve nepotism in their lives. We need some tasty nepotism.
I also want to say, and it's nothing to do with this confession, but we're springboarding. Nepotism just isn't about you and your household. It's about the network that you and your
community.
Because I want my child to be able to say, Mom, I really want to write a book. And I'd be like, do you know what? Auntie Candice, go and intern for her because she's got a literary agency right now. That's what I want.
Nepotism is a community effort, thing. And it's one of the things that has the Black community on the back foot. Many other cultures are heavily invested in this cultural version of nepotism.
Yeah.
We need to get our game.
I want all my friends right now, if there's a mechanic around us.
Straight.
I want my children to be like, oh, I want to do this. You can go work for Uncle Johnny. I want to do this. You can go work for Auntie Sandra's.
And it doesn't, again, it doesn't always have to be in the arts. It's like, you said mechanic.
Whatever it is, that is what nepotism looks like. And it has to be rich within our community.
Yeah.
Because
guess what? There are gatekeepers in other cultures that won't let nepotism work for you over there, honey.
Exactly.
So we need to get busy about doing it here.
Exactly. So, yeah. But back to the listener confession. You know what to do. You answered your own question.
And don't send yourself mad. And like I always say, just get into the habit of disappointing people. You got to get quick with that, baby.
Help, you know, in ways that you can your parents, as in helping them find their joy, their hobby, their whatever. But don't dim your light.
And the thing is, you said something really critical there. You said, you know, the research you're going to do is going to help benefit patients globally. I'm sorry, the impacts you could potentially have on millions over two people.
And
just to what? Be looked at as... as the good daughter in their
but
eyes.
Also, that's never enough.
Ever.
It's never. Ever. I've tried
How
to
about
be the
you look good
daughter.
In God's eyes?
That part. I've tried to be the good. It's never
it's
enough.
Never. More.
And also,
more.
The I'm proud of you only goes a certain.
Listen.
It only goes so
being
far.
Being the black sheep makes you save money. I tell you that. And it keeps your phone line clear. Jazz hands. Like, money up, no one bugging down your line.
Well, you got this, girl. Like, you got it. You know what to do.
You know what to do.
You got it, sis.
Anyways, guys, what's said in the closet
stays in the closet.
Boom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.